Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Hello, and welcome to the special Academy Awards edition of the Josh Bell Hates Everything podcast. I'm Josh Bell, contributing editor and film critic for Las Vegas Weekly. And joining me this week is Tony Macklin, film historian and critic, author of the book Voices from the Set, and online at tonymacklin.net. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about the Oscars.
Well, the thing this year, I think, since we're in a gambling town, there are five locks, maybe six. This seems to be the least competitive a group of films and candidates of all time. I think people won't have to watch because we are going to nail each one of the categories.
Right. No, I agree. It's definitely a super predictable year, which is a shame because you got to have something, I think, you know, at least. Or even if there's years where there's a sweep, you know, like Lord of the Rings or something. If it's some movie that a lot of people are really huge fans of, then people get excited about it. But this year, it's a lot of mediocrity, I think, in terms of what's about to win. So, well, let's go through sort of the major categories and talk about what we think will win and also what we would like to see win, even if that's not the case. And we'll start with Best Supporting Actor, nominees for which are Josh Brolin in Milk, Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder, Philip Seymour Hoffman in Doubt, Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, and Michael Shannon in Revolutionary Road. And I think it's fairly obvious here that poor dead Heath Ledger is going to take away this award.
Yeah, we can take about 20 seconds with this one. I mean, Heath is about 1 to 1,000 favored. There's no way he loses. If he loses, I won't write anymore.
Wow.
Okay?
But, I mean, is this – like, do we think this is – is this cool? Is this kosher to, you know – does he deserve this award simply for being dead?
I don't think it's simply deep. If you get in the ring with Jack Nicholson and win any kind of a decision, and I think he at least won a split decision.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he made the character alive, vital, intriguing, and not as much a cartoon as Nicholson did. Nicholson was good.
Yes.
But I think Heath Ledger was better.
You see, I you know, I'm in the minority in that I disagree. I think Nicholson was cartoonish in that role, and I'm not saying that he deserved an Oscar for it or anything like that, but I just felt like he was so much more entertaining and that it's not that Heath Ledger gave a bad performance in any way. I think he gave a really good performance, but I think sort of there's not as much meat to this character as I think people have given it credit for, that it is as one note as Nicholson's performance, as the character that Nicholson was given, but it's sort of less exciting, I think.
I think he's the best of the five nominees by far.
I would actually disagree, and I would love to see, and I know, again, this is something that will never happen, and people probably wouldn't disagree with me, but or wouldn't agree with me, but I would love to see Robert Downey Jr. win for Tropic Thunder.
I'd rather see him win for a good film.
I like the movie, but I think his performance is really the best thing going in that movie. And just the way – like, first of all, comedic performances are very rarely awarded anyway. And I think it would be cool to see something like that happen. And I think he actually offers a lot of layers in that performance.
Are there layers of shtick? I don't think there are a whole lot of layers to shtick.
I think it's a lot more than shtick. And right. And anyway, it's something that will never happen. And you're
Heath
clearly
Ledger,
not –
if you can get anybody at your party to bet on anybody else, take the bet and –
I agree. It's a lock for Heath Ledger, but you know, in the spirit of surprise, I would be interested to see someone else win.
In the spirit of surprise, don't go to the Oscars this year.
Well, that is true. That is true. But you never know. You know, a lot of times there's one or upset. You know that you might not.
I'll bet you right now.
No upsets.
No upsets.
Well, you're probably right. But I got to. If I'm going to sit there for 4.5 hours or whatever it is, I got to hold out hope for something.
Well, the one thing is, I think you have a contest among your friends that you always win. So, I mean, you want to see how well you do, and I think you'll do very well.
Well,
this year.
Right. I mean, it's nice to win the Oscar pool and to be able to predict. But I would rather lose the Oscar pool and have an interesting show going on.
We'll talk about that, and because there's a category that I pick somebody that I pray loses, but she won't.
Okay, well, let's go now to supporting actress, nominees for which are Amy Adams in Doubt, Penelope Cruz in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Viola Davis also in Doubt, Taraji P. Henson in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Marissa Tomei in The Wrestler. And I think this is another one that is kind of, maybe not as much as Heath Ledger, but pretty much a lock here for Penelope Cruz and Vicky Cristina Barcelona, who I also think is probably the one who deserves to win.
I agree. My long shot, but it's a 1% long shot, is Marisa Tomei for The Wrestler. I mean, she won't win, but that's the long shot I would bet, because she reminds me of Susan Terrell in Fat City, which was very much like The Wrestler, and she got a nomination. She didn't get the award. I think maybe another real long shot is T.P. I'm not pronouncing her first name. T.P. Henson, the African-American in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. But I think Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Penelope Cruz. I also think that Woody Allen's film script was the best of the year, and it didn't even get a nomination.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say it was the best of the year, but I did think it was an excellent screenplay, and I liked this movie a lot. I would have liked to see it get more nominations, and I think it got a few more at the Golden Globes because of the split between the dramas and comedies. But yeah, I think Marissa Tomei actually has a slightly better chance than you're giving her. I mean, I don't necessarily think she will win, but I don't think it would be such a huge upset. I think
if Marissa Tomei wins, I take you out to dinner.
All right,
because I've got long shot cash on that one.
Okay. Oh, you actually got some money down. That's good. Well, we do not endorse betting on the Oscars.
I certainly do. Speak for yourself, Josh.
But I will say Penelope Cruz, excellent performance in Vicky Cristina. I think we've talked about this movie several times on this podcast, including with you when we did the year-end wrap-up. And Penelope Cruz is someone, I think, who has done a lot of these English language roles where she doesn't quite give or deliver as much as you would hope for from her because she can't wrap her.
Well, she's kind of the antidote to Kate Winslet, who's not sexy at all.
Penelope How can you say that Kate Winslet
Penelope
is not sexy?
Penelope is very, very sexy.
Oh, I agree. She is very sexy. And in this movie where she plays this sort of crazy person, it's definitely a very sexy performance.
You think Kate Winslet is. Do you have a girlfriend at this point?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Somebody without a girlfriend is saying that Kate Winslet is sexy.
I think a lot of people with and without girlfriends would agree with me that Kate Winslet is sexy. But this is not about the sexiest performance of the year awards. So let's move along to – I always wanted to go to Best Director. I'll turn the page on my thing here. Nominees for which are David Fincher for Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Ron Howard for Frost Nixon, Gus Van Sant for Milk, Stephen Daldry for The Reader, and Danny Boyle for Slumdog Millionaire. And this is a kind of a lame category, I think, in terms of nominees. But I'm pretty confident in saying that Danny Boyle will run away with this for Slumdog.
Well, I'm totally confident. He won the Directors Guild Award,
right,
which is the harbinger of this. David Fincher should get the award someday, but this picture just didn't work with the Hollywood audience. And it had people who applauded it, but it was a pretty disappointing motion picture.
That's sort of like the party line on this movie, I think, right now.
And I never speak the party.
Well, I'm not accusing you of conformity or anything. I just think that opinion has been expressed a lot recently. And I stand by my assessment of this movie that it's excellent. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. It's one of the few movies nominated for Oscars this year that I unreservedly thoroughly enjoyed and endorse. And I agree that David Fincher probably should have gotten this award for Zodiac last year, which is a better movie, 2 years ago. But still, I would love to see him win.
I think your position is completely valid. I just think I'm more saying it didn't work for the industry. The industry did not appreciate this motion.
Well, it was nominated for 13 awards, which is like a tie for the most ever, I think. But no, that doesn't translate to industry appreciation.
On one level, it does. But the industry, in a sense, liked Frost Nixon better because it met their.
Right. It has maybe more Oscar. But this movie, I mean, as much as David Fincher is not, at least in the past, a typical Oscar-style filmmaker, I think other movies that he's made have not fit that template at all. I think this movie does. In fact, that's one of the main criticisms of it, is that it's too similar to Forrest Gump, which is sort of your quintessential Oscar movie.
Same writer.
Right, exactly. Same writer. And I think that assessment is sort of overstated just because there are certain broad similarities.
I didn't like the script at all. And I think having Katrina and having all this schlocky stuff, it just didn't work for me. By the way, we should mention Van Sant, Gus Van Sant, and Milk.
Yeah.
Because his tribute to Harvey Milk, it was a warm tribute. And I just think you mentioned him as a contender.
Yes,
I think
yes.
We should mention also Danny Boyle. Danny Boyle is a pepper pot.
He's a great director, yes.
He's a very likable, engaging, full of vitality director, and he is in the right place at the right time, and Danny Boyle is an absolute lock for Slumdog Millionaire.
Well, I think so, too. I want to make it clear that I liked Slumdog Millionaire, and I liked his direction. In fact, I liked his direction probably more than I liked other aspects of the movie. I think visually, it's very inventive. He does a lot of different things to sort of break up the story. He works really well with those child actors in this movie who are all non-actors.
In fact, he gave a co-directing credit to his casting director,
right,
because of the wonderful children. I thought it was a 2.5-star movie.
Oh, okay.
But
well directed. And of course, that casting director who has a co-directing credit on the movie, not getting nominated for any awards now, is she? No, we're just going to move her to the side. Okay, so go back to acting. We'll talk about best actor. I'm looking at my page. Yes, best actor. And nominees are Richard Jenkins for The Visitor, Frank Langella for Frost Nixon, Sean Penn for Milk, Brad Pitt for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Mickey Rourke for The Wrestler. And this is one category where I think there's a decent amount of competition between sort of the top two nominees. Mickey Rourke, who I think will probably end up winning. But Sean Penn in Milk, I think, has a very good chance. And Sean Penn is certainly an Academy darling. And I think they'd probably...
Mickey Rourke is the comeback. He's the sentimental. He replaces Clint Eastwood as the shining character or personality. I don't see Mickey Rourke losing this. I think Sean Penn has a chance. I thought the best performance was Frank Langella's in Frost Nixon.
Really?
But he's a New York stage actor, so he doesn't have enough cred on the streets of Hollywood, the mean streets. And I loved the fact that Richard Jenkins got a nomination for The Visitor, which I thought was the best picture of the year. Ironically, he probably got the nomination at the cost of what is likely Clint Eastwood's last performance,
right,
in Gran Torino.
Right, right, right.
And for him not to get a nomination means his star is out. It's his time has passed. This is one that absolutely called, and if not an award, he at least got a nomination. But he's been so popular in the last 10 years. He's been the most popular man in Hollywood. So he passes on to...
passes the torch?
Passes the bottle. No, the bottle.
Okay.
The bottle on to Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Clint has been honored in so many ways over so many years that I don't think he's, you know, crying in his beer over not getting an Academy Award nomination this year. But I think you're probably right that Richard Jenkins is sort of a dark horse candidate there. People were a little surprised to see him get a nomination. But I'm happy too. I mean, I didn't like The Visitor nearly as much as you did, but I like Richard Jenkins, and I think it's great to see someone like that who's this sort of like dependable working character actor who's been in a ton of movies, you know, and is always does a good job and finally getting some recognition
the
for something.
Life. If there's any life in the Oscars this year, it's that Jenkins got an award and the independent, the actress, Melissa Leo
right,
for Frozen River got a nomination. It at least means the door is a little
tiny
bit ajar.
Yeah, there's a little crack,
they
right.
They don't have a shot.
No,
but
they
at
don't.
At least they got recognition.
Right, and I think it'll help both of those people who are working character actors that it'll just give them a boost. You know, they're now Academy Award nominee Richard Jenkins, Academy Award nominee
right.
Melissa Leo.
Right.
And I think that, you know, it helps. And something like that that helps smaller movies or that helps actors, you know, strong actors who are just struggling for work, I think is a good thing.
Well, Jenkins, at the same time that he's in The Visitor, He's also the father and stepbrother.
Right, which was a very so, different kind
about
of movie.
Range.
Right. I mean, but it shows you he's, you know, he's doing what he's hired for.
So Mickey Rourke is my choice.
I think Mickey Rourke is my choice for both who should win and who will win. But I wouldn't be too surprised if Sean Penn, you know, ended up taking it. But it would be sad. You know, Mickey Rourke, his little dog just died. That when he takes
but
all the awards.
That's after the voting took place.
Oh, that's so a good point. So yeah, there's no dog sympathy factor. Moving on to Best Actress.
By the way.
Oh, yes?
The one reason for watching the Oscars will be Mickey Rourke's acceptance speech if he wins.
Yes.
Because he will be all over the place and it will probably be bleeped.
There's a good chance, yes. Yeah, I mean, those are the moments you sort of hope for, a little bit of spontaneity, a little bit of entertainment. And so that would be good. Sean Penn, if he wins, he'll give a very dull, earnest speech that involves politics in some way.
At least it's not – he won't reference Bush this year.
That is true.
Past.
That's out. So Best Actress, we have Anne Hathaway for Rachel Getting Married. Angelina Jolie for Changeling, Melissa Leo, as we mentioned, for Frozen River, Meryl Streep for Doubt, and Kate Winslet for The Reader, which is a movie that I think we both agree is extremely dull and
mediocre.
But this was a tough one to call. And it's strange because Kate Winslet has been awarded for The Reader as a supporting actor in a number of other places, including at the Golden Globes. But I think she – between – the awards that she's gotten for this movie in another category and the fact that she also did Revolutionary Road, which was snubbed by the Oscars but awarded by a lot of other bodies, I think those two things sort of combine, and I'm going to predict that Kate Winslet wins this. But
and you can look forward to her being I think she's the Sarah Palin of acting.
Oh.
But you can look forward to be her acceptance speech being the Sally Field, oh, you like me, you really like me, Kate will say in her British accent, which I can't, I won't do. I think this is a category that they should have closed this year and just not had anybody, because I'm not sure there's a single one. I liked Rebecca Hall as much as anybody in Vicky Cristina.
Yeah, I liked her a lot in that,
but
too.
This category is lame.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know we have an extreme disagreement on Rachel Getting Married, but I love that movie, and I thought Anne Hathaway did an excellent job, and I would love to see her win. I don't think it's going to happen, even though she had sort of momentum early on, you know, months ago when Rachel Getting Married first came out.
A recovering, drugged up,
I think she brings a lot more to that than, I mean, and that to me was what that whole movie is that there's so much more to the movie than what you would imagine it to be on the surface
based on
would imagine it to be on the surface based on the, you know, description of the plot or the description of the characters. I think all the acting in that movie is really strong. And anyway, I think we've hashed through this before, but I would love to see Anne Hathaway win. And I will say that of the major nominees, the only one I have not seen is Frozen River, so I can't really speak to Melissa Leo's performance in that.
She was very good.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's independent and kind of downbeat and not the kind that wins an award. So I think I say this is the one I'll be rooting for.
Yeah.
Anybody but Kate.
Wow. I never knew you had such hatred for Kate Winslet.
I think she has just vaulted to the top of the actress where she doesn't belong.
I think she's an excellent actress. I think the reader...
Out-acted by a boat, for God's sake.
Oh.
Or a ship.
Right, a ship. There you go. Give it some credit, at least. Best ship, not best boat. Well, I love Kate Winslet, but again, I don't think The Reader is a very good movie, and I don't think her performance in it is outstanding. I thought she was much better in Revolutionary Road.
The reason why this film got nominated for the best is it referenced the Holocaust.
Yes.
Holocaust. And it also... The Weinstein brothers, Harvey, really pitched in, and he's the most manipulative hammer and tongs producer,
right,
behind the scenes,
right,
guy.
Right.
I mean, there's been a talk that he has also tried to say that the children in Slumdog Millionaire were hired and they shouldn't have been hired. I mean, he's done anything that'll stick against the wall.
Right, right. That's true. And obviously the Holocaust factor is a big thing with the Academy.
What's very, very ironic is there the extras with Ricky Gervais. She was in that. She was in a portion of that saying how actresses win an award is the Holocaust.
Right.
And then she appears in the Holocaust.
And it turned out to be true. Okay, so now the big one, Best Picture, and I'm going to turn the page here again to make sure I have the correct list, which is somewhere. Best Picture, here we go. Super organized here at the podcast. Nominees for Best Picture, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Frost Nixon, Milk, The Reader, and Slumdog Millionaire. And again, this is just sort of a pathetic category, I think. And Slumdog Millionaire has sort of wrapped it up. I think it would be a huge surprise if Slumdog Millionaire didn't win. And
I don't see it happening.
You don't think it's going to win?
Oh, no.
I've
tried every possible way. It's won every award. It's the time and place, the age of diversity and the age of kumbaya or whatever. It just fits the time. Like Marty in the long distant past fit the time, this picture fits the time. What is most interesting, I think, about this is that this film almost was not released to theaters.
Right, right, right.
It almost went directly to video. It was, and Warner Brothers, I don't know about the people running Warner Brothers,
because they really turned down
Million Dollar Baby years ago. They turned down Clint. Clint went to Lakeshore, and then Warner Brothers scurried back and co-produced it. But this film, the independent group at Warner Brothers did not want to release the film. Fortunately, Fox Searchlight stepped in, sent it to festivals. It got some legs, and son of a gun, it's going to win the Oscar.
Right, and that's, you know, I think whether we like that movie or not, and I did like it. I think I liked it more than you did, although I think it's a little overrated. But that is a sort of a heartening story, that pretty much everything else on this list is a big, prestige, obvious Oscar production. As much as I like Curious Case of Benjamin Button, it's clearly a movie that was positioned to win Oscars. And Slumdog is a movie, as you said, that almost didn't come out, that no one imagined was going to sweep awards like this. Certainly, if those folks at Warner Brothers had thought of that when they decided to drop it, they wouldn't have, because, you know,
no kidding.
That's all they care about. They want to win some awards. So, I mean, in that sense, I'm happy to see it win. It's a movie with no well-known actors in it, from a director who has had success and has, you know, definitely had movies that were not successful.
You make a good point. It didn't get any nominations in acting.
Right.
And when's the last time a film has not gotten at least a nomination? Acting nomination.
Right. And that is a good point. And I remember reading somewhere that Dev Patel, who plays the main character
as an
adult, has gotten some supporting nominations elsewhere, and that, you know, he may have been.
I think, was it the Golden Globe that gave it an ensemble award?
This is the SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild.
Gave them all a kind of blanket award.
Right, right. But I think.
Or a Surrey Award, or whatever it was.
There's so many.
Nehru Jacket Award.
But it is interesting that they don't, like, I think the acting is good in this movie, especially the child actors, again, who are non-actors. They were found in India. But I think partly because they're not recognizable Hollywood figures, or even people like Melissa Leo or Richard Jenkins, who are working character actors, they don't really get embraced that way. But the movie has been, at least, and I think that's a cool thing. So I won't be disappointed to see Slumdog Millionaire win, especially up against this competition.
Again, I won't write anymore if it doesn't win, because I think it's an absolute lock. In Las Vegas, we love locks, and
right.
I think there are five locks on this group. The only one that seems to be open at all, is Best Actor,
right?
And I think even that is a semi lock with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, I think so. So sadly predictable, but you know we'll be sitting and watching it anyway. Of course,
it probably is the least inviting, least captivating Oscars of all time. I think the ratings are going to be dreadful.
I agree. And having Hugh Jackman as the host is a sort of strange decision. The fact that they're not announcing any of the presenters in advance because they want you to be surprised. I mean, it definitely sounds like a recipe for disaster all around. And yet, you know, here we are talking about it, of course, because it's the biggest thing in movies every year, sadly.
Well, we could be talking about the stimulus on Fox, and I think this is better.
Yeah, I will agree with you there. So on that note, my thanks to Tony Macklin for joining me this week.
Always a pleasure.
And tune into the Oscars on Sunday at 5:30 on ABC. And tune into the podcast next week for Las Vegas Weekly.
How about our Eastern viewers?
That is true.
We've got
that
one listener in New Jersey.
Right.
Tell her that not 5 o'clock, 8
that
o'clock.
That is true. 8 o'clock on the East Coast Eastern time and 5 o'clock here in Las Vegas Pacific time on ABC. For Las Vegas Weekly, I'm Josh Bell.
Josh Bell hates everything
except me.